Doves, Caught by the River on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant.
Hello.
Carl Pilkington and everything. No, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Go on.
A little bit hungover,
yeah.
Don't feel very well.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm hungover or still a bit drunk, but I don't feel-
You sound like you're still a bit drunk.
Yeah, so what
but then
I'm worried
you
about-
you do every week, so.
But what I'm worried about is that the standard will slip.
Sure.
If I'm not right on the ball. And the other thing is, I haven't had a lot of time to prepare the show today. So, I don't feel, you know.
100%.
Yeah. I haven't done it. Carl.
Right.
Look.
Have you finished that sentence?
I don't make me laugh because it hurts as well. And sure. There's another side effect to me being a little bit hungover or drunk or whatever, is that I can be annoying.
Right, yes, yes.
Because I just to amuse myself, I sort of like turn my body off a little bit and just poke and like that and annoy people and that. I want to sort of like-
Well, you do the physical equivalent of freewheeling.
I sort of want to climb on Carl and go to sleep on him.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
They'll both annoy him and it'd be comfortable.
Yes. Yes.
Which is, you know, can be annoying.
Just a little thing just to make this show a bit easier. If you'd put your hand up when you want one of us to speak, because it's not quite, I'm not quite sure when the sentences are finished.
The hands are up.
Okay, good. So,
the hands are up.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. All right.
Okay.
Are you going to just keep them up the rest of the show or?
No. Carl, do what you, huh?
Good. All right. Do you want to, I mean, is there an excuse as to why you're a bit hungover?
Too much wine.
Okay.
Last night, yeah.
Yeah. Good, good. Thanks for that. Because this is the only, I mean, this is the only work you've got to do all week, isn't it? Like, unless I'm very much mistaken. You don't have to do anything. You just sit at home eating cheese.
Yeah.
And then occasionally you do a bit of sort of shadow boxing. And that's exercise. And then you sit and watch TV.
Yeah.
Is that roughly what you did this week?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So this is the only 2 hours you had to do anything for all week. This is the only you had to prepare for
this. Yeah, but who can plan a hangover?
Right.
You know, you'd think, Carl, you said you had some stuff.
Yeah.
What have you got?
I love
the fact that, whereas I was a little bit slow, Carl there leapt into action to keep this show afloat, keep the pace up. Go on.
Right, well,
Carl, are you hungover as well, or?
I'm just a bit annoyed, because I'm with you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He hasn't got much to do all week.
You're having a laugh.
What?
What angers me is I kind of hope that maybe I could have quite a long career in radio, and I sort of feel like I'm, yeah. I don't know, the word sinking ship.
Yeah.
Those words spring to mind.
But.
Because it feels like, I mean, Carl, you're just a chancer anyway. You weren't even supposed to be on air, and we've made you into something of a household name, and that's cool.
Household name.
And Ricky's already a celebrity. He's got it stitched up. He's got corporates. He's got, you know, voiceover work. But I've got nothing. I'm running on empty. I've got nothing. I'm sort of dependent a bit on this.
Yeah.
Financially.
And go on then. What
and you
saying?
Two are sort of bringing it down, really.
Right.
Do you reckon I can get my own show, Carl?
Carl. Yeah. Carl. Tell him what I did out there with the bin. No, Carl. Carl, tell him how funny I was out there with the bin that a minute ago.
So anyway, come on,
right.
I'm bored of this.
I'll tell you what. will we tease them with what we've got coming up next?
Yeah,
Carl,
yeah,
tease us after the next
record. I think we've already got them for 2 hours.
Yeah, we've hooked them. We've hooked them, Carl. Don't worry, this is textbook radio.
Is it, what's this? Badly Drawn Boy.
Yeah.
Badly Drawn Boy. You were right. XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. Carl, you were saying what's coming up?
Right, over the next 2 hours then, last week, was a bit of a mess.
Don't be silly.
So I've sorted it out. We'll be doing the same features.
Right.
We've got,
I think that was the reason it was a mess, if I'm honest.
Well,
You've tightened it up.
And also keeping people for longer.
Okay.
Right, so tell me your plans.
What have you come up with? Tell me your ethos
behind this then.
Right. Always show your workings, Carl.
Always show your workings, Carl.
Alright then. So, last week we started good sort of play on words that we had going.
Go on.
The well-known film Educating Rita.
Yeah. Right. That's become, thanks to Carl Pilkington's brain,
I've tweaked it a bit and now it's Educating Ricky.
Brilliant.
Right? And that was a new feature we started last week, if you weren't listening, where I teach Ricky stuff.
What did you teach me?
Taught you about that little Chinese hairy kid.
Yeah, you didn't teach me anything. You said there was a kid that was born that was slightly hairy than other Chinese people.
Where the saying chewing the fat came from.
That was good. That was interesting. And a man who had a beard because he'd been abducted for 3 days.
Yeah.
Again, that was rubbish.
lest we forget.
That taught me more about you than about alien abduction.
But what happened last week is
go on.
We sort of talked about it all in one go. and you can't.
Whereas this week you've done what? You've spread it out over the show.
Well, I spread it across the 2 hours because I always found that if you try to be taught too much in one go, you just can't take it in and it'll be wasted.
Is that your experience of school?
Yeah.
They taught you in 3 minute bursts.
Yeah, and not every day.
Yeah.
Every other
when
month.
You felt like it.
Yeah.
Right. So that's what we're going to do. Right.
So we've got Educating Ricky coming up. That's
Educating Ricky
stuff.
Across the 2 hours.
Okay, look
and what I do is I've made little headlines again, and you decide which story you want to go
all
for
of them.
First.
Well, I'll give you the first headline.
No, 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 not yet. We'll do that in
a
bit.
Well, give me a teaser.
Hang on a minute, I'm telling you what else.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
We've also got, we started it last week, Rockbusters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was a triumph.
Yeah.
I think we went wrong there.
Why?
By letting you do it?
Doing it on air?
Not thinking it through.
Yeah.
Bit of that.
Okay, so what's the rules on Rockbusters?
We're gonna do Rockbusters, but you email in ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk when you know the answers, right? And sort of round near the end of the show, right?
Yep.
We'll give out the answers then, so if they think they know the answers, they've got to hang about.
Rick, I should tell you now,
I'm not hanging about.
don't think that the listeners are going to go away empty-handed.
I was worried about that.
I can tell you where, like, don't worry, because, Carl has sorted out some top quality prizes.
Good, good.
First up, this is stuff that people can win, and be excited about this. First up, it's a DVD of The Office. I don't know how he got hold of it. Because they are like gold dust.
Yeah.
This is the second gift. Now, bear in mind, I don't know where he's rummaged that from. This is an XFM compilation album.
Oh,
he's managed to sort that out somehow.
Excellent.
I don't know how he's sorted that out. Yeah. There's another compilation album, which has got, some sort of, indie type hits of these. But this
have you got a film to give away?
Well, I'm glad you've asked.
What film, though?
Because I know you're a big fan of DVDs.
It's one of the big
hot releases that everyone's keen to get their hands on.
It's not the only one. This film title won't be an arbitrary film, will it? It'll be a big-
Rick, I don't want you thinking that the film that Carl has sorted out here is that he's sourced for us. It's just an arbitrary thing that you wouldn't get. You could buy for $3.99 in HMV.
Yeah.
Right, they're giving these away.
With those big baskets.
Exactly. I don't know who is phoning up to try and win this, but you can be,
If this is your favourite film, it's yours.
Exactly.
Okay.
But this is, yeah, this is the big star prize.
This is the one
you're all playing for. It's Children of the Corn. Stephen King's Children of the Corn. It's a widescreen presentation on DVD.
Imagine getting that and going, excellent. We can watch this now.
But Rick, I mean, let me just run through some of the cast. Peter Horton. Pete Horton's in it. And that's about it.
I'll tell you what, I don't want to give it away if Hort is in it.
Exactly.
I'd love to see his performance again.
Linda Hamilton. I know you're all
Linda Hamilton.
Big fans of,
She plays a piece of corn.
Exactly. I've not seen Children of the Corn. I could be wrong, but
Carl, when you were around the office, why don't you start throwing like a mouse mat and a pair of scissors and a pencil? Because that is just arbitrary.
That's an arbitrary selection.
That's next week's stuff.
But also, I should say, we also have some, this is a little bit more exciting, we've also got some tickets for, DJ Shadow.
Yeah.
Who's performing at the Brixton Academy this evening.
He's good, isn't he? He's good at DJing.
So he's very good at DJing and
plays
scratching
all the,
and the
plays
like.
All the records that you want.
Exactly.
Plays all the records that you want. Don't bring your own, he's got them all. I've seen him arrive, he's got two big bags of them.
Yeah. So there's three pairs of DJ Shadow tickets, we'll give those away later as well. Don't just start phoning arbitrarily now.
No.
We'll give those away in our own good time.
Is there any lemonade?
Sorry?
I need some lemonade.
Okay, well while we sort out some lemonade, let's play a tune. Come on, Carl, what's wrong?
Whoa, Carl!
Ryan Adams from his new album, Demolition.
Brilliant.
A track called Nuclear.
Yeah. I've found a new way of making it more exciting. When you're talking about something, I'll go, yeah, brilliant, agreeing with you.
Okay.
Making it all interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's a really good album, that.
Yeah.
And, yeah,
Brilliant.
It's apparently just a collection of sort of demos and songs he had lying around.
Oh, I wish I had that.
Yeah.
You know, we're giving away those DVDs and Children
Look
of the Corn.
Look forward to that, Children of the Corn.
I've got an interesting anecdote about, the office. Carl. Me and Carl went out, right? With me and Jane, Carl and Johnny and Gigi, wasn't it? Carl, I'm talking to you.
Gigi.
Is it important to win?
No.
Okay.
But we're walking down the street. Carl was there, though, and he can back me up on this. We had a curry, we were walking back, and, this little funny homeless fella, didn't he?
Mm.
I gotta tell it before I go, didn't he?
Yes.
he came up to me, right? And he recognised me. Talking's more difficult than you think, right? And he came up to me and he went, oh! He said, I've just nicked one of your DVDs from HMV. And he shook my hand. He was so happy with it, and I went, right. Excellent. He went, all I do is I just swing the bag over the top. Like that, when I'm going out. And he had a bag full of DVDs, didn't he? And he was so pleased to tell me that he'd stolen. That great.
He said they're going like hotcakes.
Yeah, he said they're going like, of course they are!
Yeah, you're licking them.
I know, we get paid for them though, don't we?
So he, not the stolen ones.
Don't we?
No. What do you mean? Did you sign them for him? you idiot. What, so he just nicked five?
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. You say he was homeless, was he?
Well, I don't know, maybe.
No.
Surely, how would he have seen the show? He'd just walked past Curry's one
Dixon's.
Morning.
Yeah, that's any idea.
Seen a trailer for it, thought, interesting.
I don't know if he was homeless, I didn't go into his home life.
He shook his hand, though, and-
But he's- off he, went. He made Carl look smart, do you know what I mean? So, but he wasn't Northern, was he?
No, he was like, do you know in the Fast Show with Paul Whitehouse, when he did that character, that shady character?
Yes.
The spit of that, you know, like a ponytail, t-shirt on, a bit too big for him, and just the movement and everything, really like a, you know, a cockney, little cheeky chap type person.
A little cockney cheeky chap.
And, yeah, he just said, oh, it's you. He said, you've got your DVDs, got six of them from HMV, going like hotcakes they are. And then off he went whistling.
Yeah.
Well chuffed with himself. Huh?
Yeah.
Going like hotcakes.
What's he gonna do with them then? Probably sell them. Yep. How does he sell them? Where does he sell them? Does he go up to people and go, do you want an office DVD? They're not nicked.
Yeah.
£4.
Yeah, exactly. Are they stolen? No.
No. They've still got the tags on them.
Well, yeah. It's like those people who, you're those cab drivers that you'll meet at sort of 3 in the morning who've just got a car.
Yeah.
And just went out with a car.
Yeah.
And just, I'll pick people up and charge them.
Yeah.
I got in one once, I said to him, a guy just pulled up, I said, he said, I was in, like, East London, going back to, North London. I said, yeah, going to, Swiss Cottage. He went, sure, hop in. We set off, he went, do you know the way? I said, well, not really, no, I thought you'd know the way, you're in a cabbie, and he went, no, don't really know the way there. I said, have you got an A to Z? He went, no. I thought, well, if you're gonna go out just on the, you know, just winging it as a cab driver,
yeah.
Two things, take a map and a torch. He didn't have either. He said, well, I'll probably get to Camden. I said, right, I'll direct you from there. Drove on for about 5 minutes, making conversation. About 5 minutes later, he went, do you know the way to Camden? I thought you knew the way to Camden. I don't really know the way. I thought you did.
Oh.
It was loot. I mean,
let me out.
You know,
£4.
Exactly. And that's, I don't know who's got that sort of time on their hands, that they just think, it's 3 in the morning, I'm at a loose end.
Mm.
I think I'll go out doing a bit of cabbing.
Wow. Yeah.
Because your dad was a cabbie, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, yeah. Couldn't stand it, but it's good money.
He was a he wasn't like a chancer, though.
What was he doing when he put that little Forrest Gump in a weedy bin?
That was part of the cab company thing. They had to do like a charity event once a year, and he did it 1 year. Never asked him again.
Tell us the story again.
I'd rather not, because we got a few sort of, complaints about it.
Why? Why do you get complaints about it?
Because he put a kid in a bin, and it's not the thing to do.
So. But we could use it as a sort of sobering lesson for people.
Yeah, tell it like a, you know, don't, yeah. You shouldn't do it.
Nah, yeah, but that's how I did it last time, but people still didn't like it. All the stuff I tell you, we don't take the mickey out of people on purpose.
No.
It's real life, innit? And that goes on in life.
Yeah.
My dad was saying that in hospital, though. Do you know I was in hospital?
Yeah.
You know, he did some jokes about old people and that. And he said, at the end of the day, if something makes you laugh, it's funny.
Mm.
And if it makes you laugh, you can't help laughing, can you? Do you know what I mean? So, what are you meant to do? And laughing's good for you.
Yeah.
So,
being laughed at isn't as good for you, is it?
No, but there's probably more people laughing at one person, so if you balance it out, there's only one person who's upset and there's a bunch of people laughing. So, it's
genius! Give me an example of that, give me an example.
Well, for instance, Carl Pilkington as he talks and the people listening.
yeah, no, give me a little example of like, so, you know.
I can't, because again, that's what I'm saying, I can't tell you the story, because there might be someone out there who, this person might even be listening and think, I forgot about that and you brought it all back to me.
Yeah.
So, I'd prefer to leave it, but I think people know-
Why did he put him in the bin in the first place?
Because he was getting out of hand.
What was he doing, though?
You see, I can't explain-
You can! Don't be silly!
I prefer to leave it, honestly.
What was he doing? Was he annoying him?
He was annoying me dad and the other people in the cab.
Right.
And he thought, how can I deal with this before it gets too out of hand?
Yeah.
He pulled over and put the lad in a wheelie bin.
I'm gonna burst.
So we'll leave that.
And then, oh God.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
How old was the kid?
I'm not sure, but I mean, it was a trip to sort of Blackpool, so I'm guessing.
Do you think it was one of the rides?
17.
This is rubbish.
17?
Yeah.
Oh, he's quite an old lad then.
So well, a big lad.
Yeah.
But let's,
And did he pick him up?
He picked him up and put him in a wheelie bin.
Every time he says it, I'm like
And then on the way back, he got him back again. He said, right, you won't do that again.
On the way back?
Yeah, he left him there for a bit.
He left him there, what, they went to Blackpool and he left the kid in the wheelie bin?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
What, was the kid in the wheelie bin when he drove back?
Yeah.
Did he not get out?
No, because how do you get out? It's tricky, innit? And he wasn't a normal kid, was he? Let's leave it.
He wasn't a normal kid.
Right. Right then. So,
is your father in prison?
Oh, God.
I think he should be.
Can we put a song on?
Yeah, go on then.
Be there. Come back around. XFM. 104.9. Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. I asked Carl in the week, right, what animal would he never trust? Even if he got to know it and it was a pet and everything, what animal would he never trust? What was it?
Was this, a wasp?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you trust a wasp, Carl?
I just think that,
they're shifty?
All other animals, if you get them at an early age, you can sort of make them like you.
You can train them.
A wasp. Never.
Is there anything, do you think there's anything you could do that would kind of, win the favour and win the trust of a wasp? What would you have to do you think?
Well, if you had it from a little grub.
Yeah.
And you fed it, he had his favourite marmalade.
It doesn't affect it though, does it? A bee dies, doesn't it, if it does it, so it's not gonna like, use it willy-nilly.
That's easy for you to say.
But a wasp, I
do you, what, you think they sting arbitrarily, they just sting for the fun of it? They're like sort of like delinquent insects. Like delinquent
I think so, cause last night, right, I mean this is part of educating Ricky in a way, but something I learned last night was that tarantulas only bite you if you annoy it.
Right.
They don't, do you know how people say, oh, if you're in a sleeping bag living in a jungle, a spider will get in there and it'll bite you?
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently not, you've got to really annoy it. The thing that it really hates is having its leg sort of twisted.
It hates having its leg twisted. Right.
Yeah, but that's more for-
Is that what they said in a documentary?
No, actually
said almost certainly not, Steve. Almost certainly not.
Were you watching
not.
A documentary?
No, I was reading it.
Oh, you're reading it.
And it was this guy.
Was it scrawled on the wall in like a public toilet?
No, I'll tell you more about that later.
Oh,
it's
right,
part of the thing.
Educating.
So if you don't trust the evil wasp, what animal do you trust? What's your favourite?
Well, I also said to him, right, supposing your mind, right, was put your mind got put into any animal, right? And you've got to get from where you are now. Right? To Glasgow, right, as an animal, right? But the authorities will be looking out for it.
Okay.
And it's shooting you, right? And you went through loads, didn't you?
I was thinking about it for it must have took me about an hour.
So your mind your mind has been put into an animal.
Animal, yeah, so it's you and this animal thinking
right,
you've got to get to somewhere.
But the authorities maybe know you're in the animal?
Yeah, maybe your body is in Glasgow or something, and you've got to get this animal to get to you so it can transfer its mind back into your body.
But the government knows that I'm
we've all had that conversation.
So the government's going, Carl can't have his own brain back.
I only have it with Carl, don't I, these conversations. Yeah. Go on, yeah.
So yeah, so you're on the way.
So think about it, you think about it just for a second. So let's recap. Your body's in Scotland.
Right.
He's the only one that takes my question seriously.
Your brain is in London.
Uh-huh.
Right? And there's like loads of security and stuff looking out in the sky for animals or looking on the field, seeing what's looking a bit suspicious. trying to get to your body.
And they're shooting
the brain, and they're shooting everything and killing all the animals. What thing would you pick to get your brain to Scotland that wouldn't get caught? And I reckon I've got the answer.
A wasp?
No, because think about it, a lot of people get irritated. If it sort of wanted to get a lift in a car going down the motorway, if someone's driving it's a wasp in the car, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, sure.
Cause a right accident.
Yeah.
So think of something that people wouldn't, you know.
And the clock's ticking as well.
You're taking this really very seriously, aren't you, Carl?
You've only got a couple
You've given this a lot of thought, haven't you? You have.
Yeah.
So, something with speed.
Yeah, it's
something
got
that can travel quite speedily.
Well, that's, well,
and something that's also inconspicuous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the sort of thing you're well, that's what you're
going
And is it a creature that's native to this country?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it is.
I've got no idea, Carl. What you think?
Tell him.
A flea.
A flea?
Tell him why.
Think about it. right, this flea, it's got my brain. It's dead small, the flea.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah.
And it's so it goes, right, I've got to get to Scotland. So it jumps on someone who's going to Euston Station.
Right.
They don't know it's there.
No.
The government can't see it.
Think of that statement! Think of you just tuned in!
Yeah.
Now,
people get on the train, goes to Glasgow or Edinburgh, wherever in Scotland it is. It jumps off, it goes right, jumps on someone else who's going the way it needs to go, gets there, still no one's seeing it, jumps on me, I get my brain back.
Yeah.
The government are like,
but, and you feel confident that your brain would fit in that of a flea's?
Well, you said there was no problem with the size of it, you said you could-
There certainly wouldn't be.
So.
No. No.
You, I pretty much, genius. You could download everything you know into a flea.
Yeah.
So well, that's genius.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's,
what would you rather have, right? Roller skate feet, and there's little wheels, right? Chopstick hands. Yeah?
Mm.
Instead of hands, chopsticks instead of hands. Wheels instead of feet.
Yeah.
Right? Or acne.
How big are the wheels?
Can I take you guys back to the old school? Do you mind if we take it back to the old school?
Well, yeah, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna lay on me?
No, I just, maybe a bit of a De La Soul.
Yeah, yeah,
is that a problem? Is it a problem going back to the old school?
No,
we don't need to go
no, no, as long as, it's vinyl shit.
It is indeed.
Slam it on.
I never went.
There we go.
De La Soul. Old school.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Jam name Saturday.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Good stuff. Carl, so, Educating Ricky. You were gonna tease us now with some of the big headlines.
He's
dropped
there.
Dancing.
He's dancing.
He really is in the groove.
He really is dancing there.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So.
Okay.
The way this works is.
What would you rather be, Carl?
I teach you.
Superheroes.
Three things.
A frog boy. Right. Yeah, that you could leap. You could leap onto a house, but you had to go. You had to go first and leap onto a house. You're this frog boy, right? And that could be useful, couldn't it?
That's very useful. Yeah.
Right. Amploid, where you've got your hands and microphones, and you can talk into your hand and your whole body. You can, it's like 100 decibels. You can go, oi, come here, and the people can hear you from miles away. Amploid, right? Right. Or saddo, right? And that means that you can go up to anyone and go, all right, and they just, they don't know why, they just get fed up for the whole day.
Which of those would you prefer? Don't answer now, think about it, think about it.
The frog thing, do I look like one, or?
No, you're just you and your little Ben Sherman shirt and everything, and they go, and people walk along and they go, oh, look at that young child from on that roof. He's gonna fall, which frog boy was it? And you go, and you go down, you go, and they go, here's him! And they don't recognise you when you're squatting, they go, well, I don't know who you are.
Mm.
And you leap up there and save, and you come back and they go, where's Frog Boy? And you're standing up and you go, dunno, he went that way.
Yeah, I'll probably have that one.
Would
probably
you? Go with Frog
yeah,
Boy?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Okay, go on.
Right, so, did that just go out?
What?
All that.
Go on, I've got a bad.
Hey, look, Rick, Carl's really planned this show. He's really worked out. He came in early, he was writing things down.
And then he's just coming up with rubbish.
And you're just talking rubbish. So, Carl, I know you've been thinking this through. What have you got?
So, Educating Ricky, we did it last week. It's where I teach you some stuff. But rather than just teach you something, I tease you. So you want to know more, so you want to take in information. Right? So.
If only people had taught you like that, Carl.
So.
And also, it's the name of a film, sort of.
Yeah.
Nearly.
Yeah. Coming up soon, Henry VIII and his, well, how many wives? Come back tomorrow, Carl, to find out.
Yeah. Well, the little headlines I've got to sort of tease you with the story.
Yeah, this is gonna hurt me and I'm not very well. Go on.
Right, we've got,
So this is what, sorry, I've just got lost for a minute there.
It's Educating Ricky.
This is Educating Ricky.
Yeah.
And these are the stories that you're, these are the things you're gonna tell him.
Yeah.
But these are just headline versions.
These are headlines,
this
because
is not the actual fact.
Then I think people will remember things.
Okay, alright, so you, sort of bullet points.
Who can forget hairy Chinese boy?
Indeed, I shall never forget that.
Yeah.
So, first headline, don't do that to it, you know it can't live without an head.
I've got no idea. It could be about the French Revolution, it could be about anything.
I know what it is!
You think you do, but,
It's something I taught you! Is it the fact that cockroaches can live for 9 days without a head?
That's part of it, but it's something different as well. That's what I thought we'd bring up.
Okay. Okay, brilliant. So that's something to
next one, if you won't work it out. If only it was raining.
Brilliant.
Okay. And the last one, what's tomato with you?
What's tomato with you?
Yeah. Look how pleased he is.
You're obsessed with puns, aren't you, at the moment, Kay?
It just works. I think it works.
Yeah. You love puns.
So, there you go.
So okay. Which of those are you going to choose, right?
Oh, well, I'm going to have to choose. Don't do that. You know it can't live without it.
Can we play a tune and we'll come back with
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
find out what that is. Yeah. Wow, what a history lesson that's going to be.
Andy Warhols and Bohemian Like You on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington. Carl, what's the story then?
Right, so what did you say you're going for? You've got your three titles, your three teasers.
Well, I think I'm going to go for Don't Do That To It. You know it can't live without an Ed.
I'm looking forward to this.
Right.
So this is Educating Ricky, for those who have just tuned in.
Now, something that Ricky told me about when he was educating me was that a cockroach, if you cut its head off, it lives for a week.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And the only reason it dies is it can't take on water.
Sure. It doesn't have a great time in that week though, does it?
No.
I mean, it doesn't get much done, I don't imagine.
It just needs water, and because it can't find any, like its eyes, it eventually dies.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
So what-
No, it's not, that's not, it's anyway. It can't drink.
Anyway.
So, with the, have you heard that one about worms?
Okay.
Alright, I've gone.
If you cut a worm in half, a lot of people have said in the past that it'll turn into two worms.
Right.
But that isn't actually true.
Okay. Who said that?
No, it's a, it used to be like, you know,
kids at school said
that. It on, yeah, kids at school and stuff. So that, you know, a lot of people think that.
Don't pick him up on stuff, Steve. It's bad enough.
Sure.
So, but what they can do, if you get a worm, right, and you find out which end its head's at.
Right.
If you sort of, you've got its head there at the left hand side, right, and if you sort of cut it in half,
right,
but not in half, so there's more of its neck than the tail, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bit that you've cut off will sort of die, and the rest of the worm will get better. So in a way, you can cut it in half, and it'll survive, but only one half will survive.
Okay.
Yeah? What have you learned there?
I wish you hadn't chosen that one.
I know, because it's not, it's nothing, is it?
Yeah, you know that joke,
how do you tell a worm's head from its eye? You put it in a bowl of flour and wait till it farts,
yes.
Right? I told my mate that, right, and he went, what if it coughs?
Yeah. So, there is a bit of truth in that myth of cutting one in half.
Where did you get this information? I don't understand where you get this information
from. That was from the Footian Times. It was like the myth about worms.
Yeah. That was the big article that week.
Did it take you as long to read that article as it took you to tell us just then?
I like the fact that it starts off debunking a myth
that
we hadn't heard of anyway.
Exactly.
You know the big thing about cutting a worm in half and making two worms?
No.
Yeah. What's the other one? What's
it's not the thing to do either, by the way. Don't go doing it.
No. Cool. It's not very nice.
But,
it's cruel.
It can get by.
And it's pointless.
Do. Yeah.
That's no scientific worth.
Yeah.
In that.
Well, there you go.
Okay then.
So the others now, you
what
see what
others?
I do.
What's
no,
I'll
tell
others?
You the other titles, you're not having them yet. That's the whole idea of this. People will be driving or about to go out doing the shopping, they'll think about that now.
What was the other two?
Well, the other two
They
were...
won't think about that, they've forgotten
no,
that.
No, they will.
No, they've forgotten that already.
If only it was raining, and what's tomato with you?
Right, that, I'm looking forward to that one.
No, you've got to tell them tomato with you.
Look what's happening, you see, you already want more education. And this is what listeners will be doing.
I wish you were a teacher. I so wish you were a teacher.
Do you know what I mean? Kids would be saying, I know it's 3:30, but I don't want to go home, I want more.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing with you. I'm teaching you.
Why are you teaching me things about not to cut worms in half and what's tomato with you? Please tell me what's tomato with you, Carl.
In a bit.
Rick,
what?
I tell you, he's thought the show through. He's teasing the audience. You're excited. They're listening.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. So listen, I think we should all, because we got your competition to squeeze and we got all these great goodies. Let's not forget, hello, Children of the Corn.
I do feel slightly guilty that now this is Carl Pilkington's show. I don't think we should have our names involved.
No.
It's not fair, is it? And I think we should give Carl the money.
I don't want my name to this. It's a Ricky Gervais show. Yeah? Right, the quiz.
Yeah.
Will we get that out of the way? Because they've only got an hour to start.
Don't you worry about that, Carl. I've already got this one. I'm thinking on your terms now. Let's play a tune. We'll come back with the big competition information. All right? Money Mark. We got a classic from Money Mark. from his album Push the Button. Play that, Carl, and afterwards. Are we excited? You got the competition? Look at his face, he's so excited now. He's thought this through.
He's loving it.
Rockbusters.
Rockbusters. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Should we do that?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Go on.
You're rejuvenated, are you?
Yeah, let's
you're
feeling okay.
Second hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hangover finished with?
Yeah.
It's all done?
Done. Good. Done. I had some water.
Excellent. That'll often sort it out.
Yeah.
Well done. Flea is the best way.
He's just had an argument with a punter. Someone called up and said, I don't think a flea's very good. How would the flea know? Tell him what you said. He said, how would the flea know what train to get on? He went, he'd get to Houston and look at the timetable.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he went, we're not going to agree on this. He got annoyed at him because the bloke said he'd be better to be a wasp.
Yeah. A wasp would not survive, would it, on, you know, a Virgin train or something? So.
Why wouldn't it?
It just wouldn't, because people really don't like wasps, so somebody would end up clouting it and killing it, and that brain would never get to his body, so. Yeah. Right, yeah, it is quiz time.
Whee!
This is the moment we've all been looking forward to.
Do you want to tease them with the prizes?
No. Not really, because they might not bother phoning in. Or it's not a phone, or is it? It's an email.
Alright.
Okay, well, a quick reminder then, we've got to the office. I don't want people to think that we'll just keep plugging the office DVD. We've got nothing else to give away.
No, no one gives anything away.
No, that's why.
Hanging around in Carl's little room.
Did you get a guy from HMV just to nick, did you get a guy just nick these from HMV?
The beard and the ponytail.
Was that the story? So we got the office DVD, obviously. We got the remix, XFM's remix album, Volume 2. That's sort of remixes of various tunes. Quite a good little compilation album here. One of those kind of the best Coldplay, Travis, Oasis, blah, 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 blah albums in the
world
ever.
And just some of them, because there's nothing in the library.
Exactly, have a look on there.
Four Alanis Morissette, 9 Catatonia. I just counted, didn't that?
But the big one, the big star prize that you're all playing for is, of course, the DVD widescreen version of Children of the Corn, Stephen King's horror film, lest we forget it's got Peter Horton as the star. So look forward to that. We're going to give Shadow away separately, are we? We're going to do that separately?
Yeah, we'll
give away the DJ Shadow tickets at a separate
time. Right, so we're playing for those DVDs and CDs. And what
it's an email competition, don't bother phoning
email, in. Yeah, the phone lines are lighting up a bit, so put the phone down, get the computer started up, and it's ricky.gervais@xfn.co.uk if you know the answers to these, right? And the way it works, we did it last week, but if you didn't hear it, I'll give you some initials and like a bit of a cryptic clue. So, and you work out who the band is or the artists, right? It's always a band or an artist. It's not any TV programs and that. So say like last week we had S, didn't we? And it was better than the average homeless person, and that was Supertramp, right? So it's not always XFM music. It can be anything. And there's three of them.
They've got to get all three, have they?
They've got to get all three and email in.
How long this intro so far has taken.
Yeah, but here we go then. Right. First initials, LR.
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 Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And the cryptic clue is,
You should have thought it through. You should have thought it out before you came in.
Yeah, cryptic clue.
You've got it.
Yeah.
I'll take that book to the toilet with me.
I'll take that book to the toilet with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
LR.
LR.
I'll take that book to the toilet with me.
And don't shout out if you know the answer, cos.
Nope.
No idea, Carl. I've no idea.
Right, okay, so there's one. Right, the second one, FL.
FL.
This one's actually been emailed in as a suggestion.
Okay.
That person who's done that, don't email in, cos you're disqualified from the comp. So.
I'd love him to be a teacher.
So.
It'd be great, wouldn't it? Just to see him one day. Can't we do that? Can't we get you a placement somewhere to, for you to teach history to sort of like, you know, 14-year-olds or something?
I think science, Rick.
Science would be good, yeah.
Right.
I'll tell you what. You got a lot of, just quickly, for me, Carl, explain, say, what can we get him to explain that everyone learns as a kid, science?
Photosynthesis.
Alright. So, FL, right? FL are the letters, and the cryptic clue, blow the candles out before you eat the cake.
Blow the candles out before you eat the cake?
Yeah. Blow the candles out before you eat the cake. The letters there, FL.
Alright, we've got LR, we've got FL.
Yeah. And finally, the third one, NS.
Hold on, how many have they got to get?
Three.
Don't worry, there's no more after this, Rick.
Right? NS. How can I wash up in something shaped like that? Right, that's one of mine. So very quickly recap, just in case we missed any. LR is the first one. LR, I'll take that book to the toilet with me. cryptic clue. N, we had FL, blow the candles out before you eat the cake. And the final one, NS, how can I wash up in something shaped like that? If you think you know the bands, you just email in ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk, you win the DVDs, the CDs, and that's it.
He's great, isn't he? I could sit here and watch him all day do this. Well,
so ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk.
And we'll give the answers out just before, you know, we finish, because
okay,
then we'll keep them upped.
All right.
Carl, just briefly, this is module 4A, natural history. Yeah. Just briefly explain evolution. Since, you know, natural selection, origin of the species, Darwin, that, just briefly describe.
That's the monkey thing. Yeah, isn't it?
Oh, well done.
Yeah, go
play
on.
Tune, Carl.
What do you have fancy playing?
Rick, I know you're always keen to rejuvenate the reputations of certain artists when you think maybe they've been kind of unfairly treated in the history of rock and roll.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a band I've always thought has been treated badly.
Yeah.
The Lemonheads.
Go on.
You with me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lemonheads, If I Could Talk, I'd Tell You.
Yeah.
He wrote some good little tunes, Evan Dando, before he went to the potty.
What would you rather have, right? Carl, would you rather have a lemon for a head, a radio for a head, what other band is there with something head?
Radiohead. Oh, you've done that.
Yeah. Or a talking head.
Right. Third one.
No, but you don't know what, no, because you've got you, and then you've got someone else's head on top, and it doesn't shut up. It's my head. It's my talking head coming out of your head. Yeah, so a radio head, just a radio head, and you can tune in, right?
You know you said, Carl, that wasps were one of the most irritating things on the planet. Can I offer another suggestion?
Yeah.
You with me on that?
I am.
No,
today.
Go on then.
Okay, educating Ricky, we got two left, haven't we? I'm looking forward to these.
We've still got two more. We've still got If Only It Was Raining, and What's Tomato With You?
The way he says it! I'll tell you what, I wish the listeners could see how happy he was when we started getting emails coming in.
Oh yeah, people, they're flooding in, actually.
Yeah, and he's so happy, he started dancing along going, well, that proves it's a good competition, he said!
Look at that, mate.
What?
There's loads of people emailing there.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what it is, Carl, it's not the competition, it's this, Children of the Corn! Widescreen DVD!
Next week, some staples and pencils!
I'll tell you what.
A piece of carpet!
Tell you what, right?
What?
Now we've got them and they're staying. Something we've still got to do.
Yeah.
Is,
he is running the show now. He's doing well, isn't he? Because I've done nothing. I've done nothing towards this. I'm coming out of my hangover a little bit, if you're worried.
Remember last week we started a new feature called, That Song's Got a Good Story in It.
And brilliant. I love your catchy titles. They're excellent.
Right. And the idea was it was a story in a song, which meant that if it was played on the radio, you couldn't just, like, fade it out, because you've got to have the full story.
Yeah.
Right? Well, last week, we started the feature with Stevie Wonder, Living for the City.
Yeah.
Right?
But you played the version where it fades out.
Yeah. I didn't know there was more to it. So, Steve told me what album it was on.
Yeah.
I've gone and got it. We've got the second half to that story.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah.
So, you've got half the story. What was it? What had happened is, like, the lad's living in Mississippi. There's not much going on there.
Mississippi? That's someone off Rainbow's mum?
Yeah.
Mississippi?
Yeah. His mum was a cleaner.
Yeah.
Trying to get by. They didn't have a great life, but they still looked after the kids and stuff. There's more to it than that.
Have you got it ready?
There's more to it than that! I should hope so!
We'll probably do it at about 8:30. Though.
So look forward to that, the second half of Stevie Wonder's Living for the City, a week later. I love a show that's carefully planned. So listen,
This isn't a show. This isn't a radio show.
I don't know what this is.
No, I don't know what it is. We just might as well start banging tambourines and it's ridiculous. This is rubbish, right? But wait, some people emailed in, put him in a wheelie bin, went to Blackpool, right? Some people emailed in the stories, songs with stories in it. One of them was Babushka, and he went, what's that? And I went, that's Katie Bush. I went, what is it? I said, oh, it's about a woman who dresses up as another woman and seduces her husband. He went, it wouldn't work. Just dismissed it like that. Why didn't you think it would work?
Because you'd know. I mean, say like, right, Suzanne, right, who I go out with.
Yeah.
Right? she can see me from, say if I'm coming down the high street.
Yeah.
She knows it's me by the way I walk.
Right.
So, just the fact that this woman went and put a wig on, there is no-
You haven't even heard the song!
I know, but you're saying that she put a disguise on and he's yeah. like, oh, I fancy her, and he texts her out, and he doesn't know it's his missus. Just-
You're not buying it.
I mean, I'm controlling this.
Where is the flea? Where is the flea with your brain going to Glasgow? Perfect sense. Yeah. Babushka. Rubbish.
Carl, can we have the tomato story after the next tune?
Yeah.
Bit of Coldplay?
Yeah, love it.
Yeah.
Coldplay. The Scientist on XFM 104.9. Right. Competition, isn't it?
No, it's Educating Ricky Part 2.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
I wasn't even listening. He's doing all the work. I wasn't even listening. Oh, and he spilled some water on that. Right, what's this one again then?
Right,
what's the teaser headline?
Teaser headline is, what's tomato with you?
Brilliant.
Yeah?
Brilliant. How excited were you when you came up with that? You couldn't wait to come in and tell us, could you?
That's just, I think it's a good one because you won't forget it now, will you? Okay. I mean, like the worm one. What's so special about the worm?
You know, a lot of people think that if you cut a worm in half, two worms will grow, but no. What happens is if you cut the head end slightly nearer the tail than the tail will die, but the worm with the head will be okay. So, it's exploded a myth and taught me something.
Right, so, the second one, part two of Educating Ricky, what's tomato with you?
Yeah.
What this one's about is, ages ago,
scientific.
There's never a date.
There's never a country location. Okay, settle down, children. Now this is A-level history. Right.
Once upon a time.
Yeah. When a mental place with swords was a king. Forget his name, but he was a loony. And it was literally ages ago. Yeah. So good luck in the exam. Yeah.
Right. So like you know, all right, many years ago.
Oh yes, yeah. Cleared that up.
They thought tomatoes were poisonous. Right?
Okay.
Because what
hold on, are they going to be proved wrong at the end of this story?
Well,
because I don't want to give away the ending, but is it something to do with the are they poisonous tomatoes?
No.
Oh, you're having a laugh.
I don't believe it.
But,
go on.
But
go on.
I could have been eating tomatoes all this time.
Oh, Steve, what's tomato with you anyway?
Okay, so wait a minute.
What's
Let's just recap quickly. Recap quickly. Many years ago,
yeah.
when people thought tomatoes were poisonous,
yeah. go on, yeah.
they didn't know they were poisonous then because they were still eating them. But what was that?
Well, they're not.
But they're not poisonous.
Ah, but hang on a minute.
All right, let's not. I'm just going to listen. I'm
okay,
not even going to
yeah,
talk.
No, okay, I'm not going to tackle.
So, if you remember, years ago they didn't have like pottery plates. they had lead plates. Right.
What are you talking?
Just let him talk.
Sorry, what year is this?
Let him talk.
Come on.
Plates made out of lead. And right. what they'd end up doing, they'd say, right, do you want a tomato? And they'd go, yeah, all right. And they'd put the tomato on the lead plate and cut it. And because of the acid in the tomato, right, it would sort of make the lead runny. And the lead would go into the tomato. And they'd say, oh, it's lovely this. And they'd be eating it. They'd get food poisoning, lead poisoning, what have you. And they'd be really ill. So, they thought tomatoes were poisonous, so they didn't eat them for many years.
And when you say they, do you mean the people of Narnia?
Yeah, this didn't happen,
Where was this happening?
Sort of in Britain, and that.
You put him on the spot there. Oh, I hope there's no, uppity pupils at this school when they go, what do you mean, sir? Oh, if you're gonna, oh, I'm fed up with you.
Do you understand?
No.
So the
No, you've got no, right, okay. First of all, Carl, where'd you get this information from?
Where
14
did you get
times
that?
As well?
Do you know
you can't remember.
I don't know where I got that from. I don't know where I got it from. why don't you think that makes sense?
But what? Someone once got lead poisoning from a tomato.
Not just one, loads, and then all of a sudden No.
Why is this educating me?
Because I'm telling you that tomatoes. You
but I can't take anything away from this. Yeah, I don't know what to take away from this. What have I learned? What have I learned? Don't mix lead with tomatoes. Why is this educational in any shape or form? What are you telling me? A long time ago in the land of Glunk, right, where the ninnies did slib, right, they thought tomatoes were poisonous because they ate plates of lead. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but we all know tomatoes aren't poisonous.
Is that what we're taking from the story?
Is that the moral of the story? Don't believe these people that I'd never heard of before. What are you talking about, Carl?
I think it's a bit weird.
It's a bit weird, yeah.
Because these are the same people that were spreading those malicious worm rumours.
My hangover's coming back. I've got to get some water. Play a record that was rubbish. I'm eating.
Hey?
I'm eating.
So am I. Carl, you have to carry on.
Right, yeah.
We're all eating.
Crisps. Free crisps. Mm.
So right. Last week, yeah, you were playing your feature, that song I shouldn't switch off because I'm enjoying the story.
Yeah.
And we played Living for the City, only you played the single mix, which doesn't have the entire second act, if you will. Yeah. So, Carl, you've not heard it before.
You're excited. Never heard it before.
You're excited to hear the second act, because as far as you're aware, there was a young guy, he's living with his family, they're fairly impoverished in Mississippi, but, you know, they're happy, they're getting on alright.
Mm.
But you're not even aware that he's moving to the big city.
No, it just fades out.
Well, that's the city in question.
I mean, I've liked this song for, must be, you know, 3 or 4 years, and I've always listened to the single version. I had no idea that I didn't know the full story. So,
yeah. It's not, I mean, and I know your attention to detail, you like to know the full story, like, where everything
was.
Well,
the whole idea of the feature is to say, you know, you've got to listen to the song.
Where was the lead plate thing? Where was the lead plate thing? Where was the lead plate thing?
That was, like, a few years
back. Where was it? Where was it?
In Britain and Scotland.
Yeah.
It was a problem all over the world. They had to deal with it.
You're making it up now.
Is it something you saw in Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Right. So anyway.
Yeah. So the Lion and the Witch, yeah. Go on.
Go on.
So far then, what did we learn in this story from Stevie?
We learned so far from Stevie that there's a young lad, he's got a family, he's fairly happy, except they're very poor, and they struggle to get by, but they're happy and they're doing it. Anyway, he's moving to the big city.
Mm.
Carl, this is the bit you didn't realise. Just play the track.
Okay, here we go. So this is halfway through.
This is
now,
halfway through the tune now. This is you've not heard this before, have you?
Let's go.
Sorry, we accidentally played an episode of Kojak by mistake. We were going to play a song.
Carl, what did you make of that then?
Yeah, what's happening there then?
Eh? He was living with his family. He was fairly impoverished.
He went
he's
on
moved
bus,
to the
bus. He was on, was it?
Right. So
what's your take on it, Carl?
After hearing that, what I've worked out by it, the first part that we heard last week. Everything's all right, but it's not that great living in Mississippi, right? So he goes, oh, I'm gonna go to New York. There's plenty of work there.
Yeah.
They'll sort of accept me as, you know, and everything. So he goes there, and, the weird thing is, he's hardly, like, been in New York for a second. He gets on a bus, all of a sudden some cop is arresting him. He's like, what's going on? And then he's got 10 years. I mean, didn't... What you can't hear, because the levels are quite bad. I mean, I work with sound. I can't really hear what's going on.
You're criticising Stevie Wonder,
I'm sort of guessing that he didn't pay his bus fare or something. And,
10 years!
He got 10 years for that.
I really don't know what was going on.
Right.
Oh.
But you're not happy, because obviously it's quite
dangerous. Do you think Stevie Wonder left out some vital ingredients in the story, in your education? Like, where it was, or... At least he got where it was. You can tell what year it is. It's, right in the mid-70s there. That funky New York 70s sound.
Alright.
Yeah.
You're pretty disappointed, aren't you? You're pretty worried, because-
So what went on?
Yeah.
What
you know, well, you know, you're aware, Carl, that because that shows quite a bad image of New York. It's quite an intolerant city, by all accounts. They arrested a guy.
But it is quite
seemingly
bad,
for being black.
That's one song where you shouldn't go to New York. Killing a Georgie Rod Stewart. That lad, he was doing alright in Scotland and said, I'm gonna go to the big city. He got done in.
Yeah.
Seems to me it's that you don't go there. If you've got, like, problems, don't think New York's the answer.
Right.
Oh, hold on, yeah. So what are you saying? That if you're a bit fed up with your life, but you got, you know, you live with your mum and she's, like, really nice and you got friends and life's not that bad, don't go and be murdered or what? What are you saying? Don't go and be murdered.
Well, leave home, but don't go to New York.
Right.
There's other places.
Where would you go? Sheffield?
Dunno, but...
Yeah.
But so you're a little mank lad, weren't you? You're in your garden, we had your train set, your brother blew up, there was a horse next door, and you thought, oh, I wanna go to London. So, do you know what I mean? You're like that.
Yeah, but...
You're in many ways like the fella in that song, and like Georgie.
No, because
in many ways you are a bit like Georgie, aren't you?
I had a car, so
no, are you a little bit like Georgie in many ways?
I didn't get on a bus. I had a car, so I wasn't gonna have the problem he had for a start.
Right.
But I mean, I suppose there's loads of things you can look at that story and take out of it. That's what I like about the feature, right?
That's what you like about the feature.
The feature that we're doing.
All right.
That song's got a good story.
If you had a time machine, where would you go? What year would you go?
Probably the 60s.
Okay. Would you go forward at all? What's your favourite year in the future?
No, I don't, don't know.
If someone could tell your future to you, if someone could, you wouldn't want to know.
No.
You're straight away, you knew it. Straight away, there was no hesitation.
Yeah.
You've thought about this, haven't you?
No.
You've thought to yourself, if someone could reveal my future,
Carl, you're not gonna know. You've got to do one of these things, right? You know, like Quantum Leap, like a fella in Quantum Leap, what's his name?
I forget his name, but yeah.
Yeah, and you've got a little fella with Hal, and he's telling you that, right? Would you rather go back, and you go into someone's body, would you rather go back, you could go back to be, a donkey? Donkey that's carrying Mary to Bethlehem. You could, be a Saigon prostitute in 1975. All those GIs queuing up.
Think about it.
Or you could be, Moby Dick.
Which of those would you be, Carl? Think about it.
Probably Moby Dick's the best option, isn't it?
Okay. What work have we got?
Play a tune, Carl. After this, we need to educate Ricky for the final time.
Final time educating Ricky.
We've still got to give away these tickets to DJ Shadow, and we've got to give the answers to your magnificent
competition. We've only got a quarter now. It's not enough time in this show. It's packed.
Race for the prize from the Flaming Lips. Competition answer time, is it, Carl?
Yeah, we did this, like, about an hour ago.
Rockbusters.
Yeah. Rockbusters.
With Carl Bilkington.
Yeah, I gave you some initials. The initials sort of, made up a band. We had LR, we had, NS.
Yeah,
we had
FL. Well, give us the clues. Give us the clues in the answers.
What?
Right, so, LR, the clue was, I'll take that book to the toilet with me.
What's the answer?
Lou Reed.
Lou Reed.
Good.
That's very good. That's very good, Carl.
All right, okay, next one. FL, blow the candles out before you eat the cake.
Yeah.
We just play them. Flaming Lips.
There we are.
Okay. And the final one was NS. How can I wash up in something shaped like this?
Yeah.
That was NSYNC. Yeah.
NSYNC.
NSYNC. It'd be a bit.
NSYNC.
If you had a sink, you wash up in a sink.
Yeah.
Shaped like an N, you'd be like, oh, I've got everything out.
So, has anyone got that? Wow.
Right,
well,
so
there are right answers, I have to say, Carl. You've done very well. It was an enormous response. I'm just going to click on one of these emails randomly. I'm not even going to look. Who we got here? We've got Kath Turner is the winner. Kath Turner gets those great DVDs and
just
CDs.
Just including watching Children of the Corn tonight.
Children of the Corn!
She was going out, but I imagine she's going to phone a few friends and say, I can't come out, I'm ill.
Exactly.
They go, you're not watching Children of the Corn. I go, no. No.
We've learnt as well that there are about 5 other sequels to Children of the Corn, so maybe we'll give those away consecutive weeks.
What else have we got to do? Have we got anything else to do? Quick, Carl, what would you rather be, a tree frog or a tree crab? Quick. What would you rather be?
Straight away.
Tree frog or a tree crab?
Tree frog.
Why?
Don't know what one is, you just said pick one, quick.
A tree frog or a tree crab? What would you rather be, a tree frog, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, what would you rather be, a tick or a leech? They both suck blood, there's not a lot in it,
leech.
Go on. Why?
Because I heard they've got, I was reading about them yesterday, they've got 300 teeth, and what they do is, if they get on you, right, and you didn't get it off with a match or anything, it would stay there, and it eat 5 times the amount of blood to make it 5 times bigger than the size of itself.
And then, you're a scientist!
And then it'll just go, oh, I've had enough, and it falls off.
Okay.
Naturally.
What would you rather be, a puppy or a kitten?
Kitten.
Why?
Just look better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some great adverts there on XFM.
I enjoyed it.
0.9.
Absolutely. We have to give away these three pairs. We have to give these away, Rick.
Yeah.
We've got 3 pairs of DJ Shadows.
I know, but this, this is so jam-packed. I think we've planned too much for this show.
We have indeed.
I think we have a little bit flabbier next week.
Rick.
Do less.
Rick, can we chill out next week, please?
Yeah. Go on then.
So yeah, any ideas, guys? Any questions? Sort of DJ Shadow related questions? Any
Shadow.
Or DJ questions? What Carl,
does,
any ideas there?
What does
there?
The word DJ mean?
Yeah, it's too easy. I'll tell you something I do know.
Go on.
Right? But I can't really get a question out of it.
Go on, just tell us.
There's a shadow somewhere.
It's already good, isn't it?
I'm loving it already.
No, right, there's a shadow, I think it was in America.
Yeah.
And it's on a quiet road. I'm guessing somewhere like Boston, that's what I imagine.
Okay.
Right? No.
Somewhere like Boston, and people at night used to see this shadow moving about, and they'd go, what's that? right? And it got known, the town, the little local town got known for this shadow, but it didn't cause any problems.
People what are you talking about?
Well, just, like, you've lost me.
What are you talking
no,
about?
Do you know, like, some places get famous, like, Scotland's got the Loch Ness Monster and that, but no, it doesn't cause any, yeah. But it doesn't cause any problems.
It does exist, go on.
Right, so there's this shadow walking about on the road.
What do you mean? No, what, see, again, rubbish.
Right, so he's
nonsense.
Walking about,
where did you read this? Where did you see
walking
this?
Walking about, this was on the internet, and
oh,
sure.
Sorry! Sorry! Right. I thought it was shite. I didn't know it was on the internet.
Right, so this shadow is moving about and,
independently of an object.
Yeah, and the local mayor and that is like, yeah, it's a bit weird, but it's not harming anyone.
The mayor involved!
Was he elected to that post?
Hey, mayor, we got a problem down here, seems like a shadow. well, it's not causing anybody- no, it's just-
it's causing any problems?
Yeah, go
but
on.
That's, but that's the thing, it was left for years, and then it did start causing problems.
I see, that's it, if you leave these shadows to go unchecked, Rick, they go crazy.
Yeah.
You let them run amok in the sea.
Yeah.
You've got to stand
what
around
did it do?
On
what did
Roman
it do?
Shadows.
What did the shadow do?
It was pushing people off the bikes.
It was what?
It was pushing people off the bikes.
Oh,
I'll find out more for that next week. Right, that'll tease
them. Oh, you're a maniac!
We'll do more on that. We haven't had time for education.
Please never have children.
Right, listen.
Just promise me now you'll never have kids.
No, we haven't got time.
Okay, listen, all right, DJ Shadow, have we got time for to give these tickets away?
Yeah, if they just call up, we'll,
no, I'll tell you what, I've got a question, right?
Go
where
on.
Do you, where does Carl think this may have taken place? If you've been listening to the show, where do you think this evil shadow has been running amok? Let us know. The number, Carl?
Ooh, 08-700-800-1234. So, but that's it. We are
that's
actually
it.
Out of time.
We are indeed.
Now.
Have I got time for a song for the ladies?
It's a bit tight. I was
Why?
Told to finish
it's
now.
Too.
I know, but we've got to get finished early today, so.
Why?
Just because we have, and we're wasting more time talking about why we have to.
Oh, this is pathetic.
So, they call up. Where did I see the ghost?
Yeah.
And you've got to pick the tickets up from reception. You can go tonight, see DJ Shadow.
Shoddy,
that's it.
This
right?
is shoddy.
Right, see you then.